patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
All right, well, this is the final podcast of 2018. It's been an interesting year. I've had a little bit of time off to organize my thoughts and really think about what's going on in the wild world that is America and what's going to happen moving forward. Now, you may have noticed some changes to the Twitter account and various other places that I'm active. And that's because I'm tired of politicians. I'm going to be independent. No, they're all dirt. I don't want to be identified with scum of the earth, power grabs, and morons that vote for them. Now, I realize that we're trying to practice our civic duty by electing elected officials and putting people into office, but we're turning out garbage, and that part I can't entirely blame on the American people. I mean, yeah, we are living in a place of complete depravity right now. Everybody's an expert on everything. Everybody's argumentative. Everybody's a troll. By everybody, I realize I'm using a pretty broad statement, but everybody, within reason, pretty much has the same attitude. I mean, I go on Twitter, I go on Facebook, and I witnessed one argument after another, after another, after another, name-calling, dragging through the dirt, Trump's a fascist, you people are communists, blah, 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 blah. Politics has not led us to a positive place at all. We have become what we loathe the most, or should loathe the most. I mean, let's face it, we are not better people in the last 2 years. All right, if anything, it's gotten worse. It's showing, one, that some people are just sore losers. Two, when you let a bull loose in a China shop, yeah, things are going to get broken. And three, based on the election of Donald Trump, people are tired of politicians. That's why they didn't vote for one. If politicians out there have not gotten this message because they're too blindly arguing and bickering about, you know, everything, because business as usual could not take place. Because how could it take place? Look at this monkey we have in the White House. If that's all people are gathering from this, we're boned. That's just it, man. Forget it. Roll the tarp out on the field. This game is over. If we haven't learned anything from the last 2 years, other than he won and I didn't, we have a problem. If we haven't learned anything from the last 2 years, but I'm right, you're wrong, shut up, then we've learned nothing and we're boned. Okay? As I've previously pointed out, not everybody has all the facts they need to say they know everything. Nobody on the left, nobody on the right. Nobody, not even Alex Jones conspiracy theorists, okay? We are in a game of misinformation and half-truths, which also makes them half-lies. You're never going to be able, in this day and age, to get 100% of the story. That's all you need to know, period. Stop the train right there. That is it. That's all you need to know. You will never have enough facts to say that I'm an expert. I know what's going on and your side is wrong. You can't do it. Okay? This is a fact you have to accept right now. After you accept this fact, the next step is saying, that really pisses me off. That means people are deliberately withholding information from both sides. Okay? There is one piece of information that is being held, one single piece of information in every story, or maybe a large part of information is being held in every story from the public, from both media sides, regardless of what that information is. That little piece of truth that nobody has and has never been heard by anybody is what's missing. If you cannot accept that this is the current problem with our state of the union, then we will never fix anything. We'll keep electing extremists to office, far left, far right, or we'll just get politicians who are more interested in carving the country up finer amongst themselves. But we won't get honesty. We won't get leadership. we'll get people that are put in place to make things better for them. That's what they are going to be about. I'm tired of people bickering and arguing as if, and this is across the board, as if they have all the information that could possibly be needed to make a decision as John Q. Citizen. That's something I just can't deal with anymore. As people, if we want to rise above the politicians in this land, which is a great goal with your life, we need to first stop assuming that we have all the information. How many among us is actively in top-level intelligence? None. And the ones that aren't going to tell you anything. There's always information that's missing. The news isn't supposed to give you every secret, every grave detail of everything at every moment of every hour. The news is supposed to tell you, oh, by the way, this happened. These are the people involved. This is what police and officials are saying. Boom, done. That's what the news is designed to do. Now we get that plus, and we think the president's an idiot, or we think the left are idiots, or whatever. But the point of the matter is that there is always information that even the media does not have in their hot little hands. Always. And so for us to go on Facebook, for us to go on Twitter, for us to go on anywhere, go off half-cocked about we know something that someone else doesn't know, and we have the whole story based on websites we go to that just regurgitate the same stories everybody else is talking about, that is really, really arrogant. Nobody has that level of information. And the people that do have it aren't going to let you see it. Okay? This is a game. America is not what it once was. There is so much corruption, lies, and deceit going on that you cannot watch the news, whatever channel it is that you like, and think, I just got the full story. You can't. They didn't even get the full story. That's not conspiracy. That's just obvious. There's always information people are not given, either for reasons to protect the country or individual parties or victims or whoever. There's always information. And if you don't think that some of that information that's being withheld is kind of important to the story for anybody to make any kind of judgment call, you're crazy. Now add all that up. Add all of that information that people argue about. Trump's a racist. Trump's this. Trump's that. The left are this. The left are that. All these things that we're exposed to every day by both sides, dealing in absolutes that they cannot possibly deal in because they don't have one piece of the puzzle, because nobody has that piece of the puzzle. And the people that have that piece of the puzzle will go to prison or just disappear if they give it to anybody else. Now, that is where the problem lies. We're arguing like Crips and Bloods in this country. We're going at each other's throats. We're threatening people with violence. We're protesting, we're making, you know, there are people ready to fire guns at each other. People are saying things like, let's have a civil war. Let's just get it on. Why don't you people stop being cowards? Let's fire some bullets. And really, nobody alive today understands what the hell that means. Nobody. It means blood. It means death. It means a lot of people that call for that won't be around to appreciate it later. It won't matter. None of it will matter. And that's, if you can't look at that picture with what I just said, well, there's information, there's pieces of the puzzle that we've not been given, that nobody in the media is even aware of. And it may be for good reasons. It may be for nefarious reasons. Given the current state of our country, I'd say there's a lot of it that's for nefarious reasons. We won't give this to the media, you know, because that will set the people off and they'll start going at each other. And that's what they want, division. Even George Carlin said the way to keep the people powerless is to keep them divided. And like morons, we allow it. Well, you believe in this and I don't, so meh. I mean, it's like a nation full of children. okay? People on the right, toting their guns and their Bibles and everything else. Hey, look, I'm a Christian, but I'm not waving my Bible in anybody's face because I've got to do what's right for me. Whether or not I consider what somebody else is doing is sin or not isn't my problem. I've got to clean up my life. I can't handle any more responsibility. Okay? What someone else is doing, not my problem. I got enough crap going on for myself. And the same thing goes with people, you know, wanting to go to war and the rebel flag and all this stuff and the people on the left and Antifa and let's try progressivism. It's all bullcrap. All of it. It's smoke and mirrors. It's the biggest bunch of horse crap on the planet. In the end, it's a nation of people operating on 3/4 of the information they actually need to make a fully informed and intelligent decision. I want to challenge people to take a pause. I don't want to hear, you know, anybody saying, well, there's too much on the line. The fate of America hangs in the balance. I don't want to hear that. All right. I want to hear it from Beck. I don't want to hear it from the Alex Jones crowd. I don't want to hear it from, you know, the CNN crowd. I don't want to hear it because it's a lie. It's a lie. Disengaging is probably the most powerful statement we can make as a people. And we won't do it. We won't do it because we believe the lie that we've been told, that essentially it all does hang in the balance, that there is someone somewhere, right wing, left wing, coming to get us all. They're going to put people in the ovens. They're going to put people in jail. They're going to give people the chair. They're going to give people lethal injection. They're going to commit mass genocide. They're going to put up FEMA camps and shove everybody in a FEMA camp they don't like. And on and on and on it goes. There's so much fear. And when you have a country whose people are completely operating in fear, you have a problem. If everybody's always afraid, then they're going to make split-second knee-jerk decisions that do not translate well in the real world. When you don't plan something out, when you don't plan a response out to something, and you make a split-second decision, you run the risk of really making matters worse. We're looking at that right now. The last 2 years, no matter how you feel about Donald Trump, it's complete craziness in Washington right now, okay? I don't care how you look at it. It's nuts. And this is more than just party division. This is everything on the table. You know, people ask me, geez, you know, Vince, why do you like the 80s so much? And, you know, some people immediately, oh, he likes Reagan. You realize how old I was in the 80s? I didn't hit double digits until 1987. Okay, that was the year I turned 10. But the things that I remember aren't turning on the TV and watching Reagan speak. They're not, you know, political exchanges, the wall coming down. Those are great moments, okay, when we as Americans did something great, or our leader actually led and did something great, because nowadays we don't get that anymore. Those moments are thinning. Everything that happens seems to benefit politicians in a way that affects mostly the wallet, definitely power, which ultimately affects the wallet, while the American people are continuing to be thrown overboard. The reason I love the 80s, and this brings you to the place why I love 80s music, is not so much that the music was fantastic, is that it brings me back to that place, if only for a minute, is the attitude. My attitude. I didn't know anything, all right? politics weren't on my radar. I was a kid. I was interested in heading down to Dream Machine, the video arcade, and playing some video games, or going over to my buddy's house, playing Atari. You know, one of those many activities that just are part of being a kid. You know, that one time a year that rolled around that I got to go to Canobie Lake Park because my dad was working for Digital Equipment Corporation out in New England, and they always had a company-sponsored picnic up until the 90s where they canceled it because that year the CEO couldn't buy another yacht. I don't care what the reason was on paper. That's always. Whenever a company starts cutting people's salaries, getting rid of the lowest people on the totem pole, cutting people down to part-time, I always look at the CEO. How's he doing? Well, he has 5 yachts and 3 private islands. Screw him. Okay? Democrat, Republican, I don't care who you are. If you're okay with that, while some guy lives in absolute filthy lap of luxury and everybody else under him is suffering, I have a problem with that. Capitalism be damned at that point. If that's what capitalism is, it's not progressivism, but I sure as hell ain't going to support capitalism if that's what it's going to continue to be. I don't have a problem with people being successful. And there are examples of people being successful and not crapping all over their employees that are underneath them. Anyway, I derailed. The point of the matter is everything was fun for me. And there's a common thread as to why. There were no politics. I didn't watch the news because I was a kid. I watched my cartoons, I played my video games, I went out bike riding. Best years of my life are definitely before I became more politically aware. Politics ruined my life. That's a fact. And here's something else. It ruined all of your lives. It has done nothing but intrude, invaded your privacy, become the prime narrative around the dinner table at Thanksgiving. Nobody has a good time anymore because some idiot uncle has got to bring up politics, and then it's like Crips versus Blood all over again. Everybody fighting at the dinner table. My 80s were fantastic. When I hear Billy Idol on the radio, I'm taken back to a time where I don't know what Reagan was doing and I don't give a damn because I was playing Atari. I was out riding the fire trails on my BMX bike. I was enjoying life. I had my responsibilities. I had my chores. Even if I had had a job, the fact that I was politically unplugged was the reason that is the happiest time of my life. And the more politically aware I become as I get older, and you could trace it, 80s to 90s. 90s, well, I'm vaguely aware Clinton's in office now. Don't know if I really like him. He sure talks a good game, but oh, well, he did something in the Oval Office he probably shouldn't have done. Damn. Here comes Bush. 9/11. Now my life is miserable. Because every day the news is on, and some idiot is bloviating on the news about, you know, why the right is screwed up, why the left is screwed up, whose fault is 9/11, who knew what and when, don't care. 1985, I was in the third grade, didn't care about politics. And because of that, the period of the 80s will always be the happiest of my life. It'll never get better than that. Because I don't just have the 6 o'clock news shoving politics down my throat. I've got the people around me shoving it down my throat. I mean, nobody cares how I feel about it. You should be plugged in. I'm not plugged in. Okay? There is one being in the known universe that won't screw me over, and he's not human. That's how I feel about it. So my challenge to you, particularly if you call yourself a believing Christian, just get rid of the political flag for a while. Unplug. I've only done so for a month or two. I don't watch the news. I listen to the radio, talk radio, maybe once a week. The rest of the time it's music. And things have gotten better. Are the problems still out there? Yeah. But they're not ruining my life. And the fact of the matter is, if they're going to go door to door executing people on site, what am I going to do about it? Nothing. If North Korea is going to nuke half the country, what am I going to do about it? Nothing. Nothing I can do as a private citizen will stop any of those events at any moment in time. I'm not in control. I'm not in power. And so let the chips fall where they may. I'm not gaining any life. I'm not gaining any days of my life by worrying about all those things that people argue about. I can tell you this, going to be an uptick in aneurysms in the next 10 to 15 years. A lot of people that wouldn't have had an aneurysm lose their minds on Facebook, lose their minds on Twitter and Tumblr and everywhere else because, you know, damn it, the other side just won't listen to reason. Unplug. Stop listening to both sides. You do you. If they come for you and execute people on site, good. Screw them. This planet is a septic tank anyway. Why would you want to stay here? College is what? $80,000 for 4 years or whatever it is. Jobs pay crap. Jobs treat their people like crap. Other people will always make decisions that hurt other people on the road, on the job, in the hospital, in political office. So you've got to take the positives that you can get now by unplugging from the one thing you can unplug from for sure. Well, I have to get rid of my TV. No, you don't have to get rid of your TV. Do streaming television. I have Pluto. No news headlines. They have a news channel. I can go there if I want to. I don't. All right? We don't have to be plugged into all this crap and all this negativity. We don't have to do it. Your New Year's resolution this year, you want to make one that matters and changes your life, start there. If you're a Christian, that should be the obvious next step. Jeez, why can't I get closer to my faith? Because this damn elephant is still in your way. And I mean that both literally and figuratively. The Republican elephant, that's all that matters is my conservatism. They're using your faith to get votes, just like the left is using fringe groups like the lesbian gay community, I'm not going to bother with all the letters, or trans cisgenders or race, different race differences, all that stuff. The right does it with conservative Christians. The left does it with fringe groups. And it's all crap because the minute they have more power than they need, they will throw your ass overboard. They don't care. They're not about you. They're about the vote. This is the system that the forefathers put into place, is that we have to vote for these idiots every 4 years. Actually, it's every two, if you think about it, because the presidential election comes up, and then 2 years later, we got to vote for Congress and Senate. Screw that. Every 2 years, man, if you don't feel like you're being kicked around, holy crap. We don't even get a real break to talk about. But we sure get to yell at each other. We sure get to hate on each other. And that is not what I'm about. You're going to see a whole new side of me coming this year. In 2019, this show is going to take a direction to unplug and bring you to a place where you can forget about the morons in politics. And that's what they are. They're morons. All of them. All of them. Because if you're in the thick of that, even if you're a well-meaning, good person, I've seen time and time again throughout my life where a good-meaning person turns to the dark side. Like, well, he always used to be a good person. He's not anymore. I don't know what goes down there in Washington, if there's some kind of weird ceremony or dark magic. I don't know. That might be extreme. I don't know. What I know is I would never put myself in a position of politics. Never. Because I see what happens. I see what happens to good people. It's almost like there's some sort of witchcraft or black magic going on that happens to people. It can't just be as simple as I have power and money now. There's something more. It's positively evil. I've chosen to unplug. Will you?
New York, London,
Philadelphia,
Japan,
Chicago,
Paris,
San Francisco,
Tijuana,
Los Angeles, California.
The Vince Wild Show.